Children who have sickle cell disease are at a higher risk for mental health problems. That's because the genetic blood disorder impacts the body in many ways. For example, some children experience delayed puberty, which may lead to social problems and even bullying. The disease is also so unpredictable. Jumping in a cold pool, even during the summer, could trigger an extreme pain crisis for some children that can last for days and can send them in and out of the hospital. It's why many kids with sickle cell disease find themselves missing out on fun, immersive experiences like overnight summer camp. But Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports on one camp in Indiana that's trying to change that.
Camp Silver Moon is a week-long summer camp in North Webster, Indiana. It's one of less than 50 summer camps across the country for kids with sickle cell disease, a genetic blood disorder. Kids here do tubing, sports, and participate in talent shows.
Sam, you're out!
Some sickle cell patients get tired more easily or can't handle as much physical activity. This is 13-year-old Jordan Rohde's fifth year at camp. He feels like everyone here gets what it means to have sickle cell, unlike some people at school.
I had a friend that cut me off because they thought sickle cell was contagious, which kind of hurt me.
Unlike typical summer camps, this one has about 15 extra staff, some with medical experience.
Why is she not wearing her jacket? Sweetheart, no.
Kimber Blackwell is a physician assistant there. She says one of the hallmarks of the disease is pain crises, which can be triggered by different environmental factors.
So it's keeping their cabins warmer at night, making sure they've got a blanket, making sure that they dress in layers.
Sickle cell causes blood cells to become stickier and hard to flow through the body. That can lead to strokes, organ damage, and extreme pain that can last for days. It's why camp staff remind the kids to drink a lot of water. It helps the sickle cells move through their body.
So make sure you guys bring your water bottles everywhere with you guys, okay? If you guys do forget your water bottle, make sure you guys let me know, okay?
Rohde hung out with friends and played a little bit of kickball on the first day of camp. Then, a sickle cell pain crisis hit.
Here, grab my hand. All right, good job.
Staff used walkie-talkies to call for a golf cart so he could go to the infirmary.
Just left side? All right.
You don't have to stand up on your own room.
The pain was so bad, Rohde cried during the roughly 10 steps to the golf cart.
Okay. All right. Okay. Keep your badge off the ground. And just use this like that.
Yep.
Nurses swiftly gave Rohde water, a little snack, and some pain medication. Things could have been a lot worse if it weren't for the preparations at the camp. In fact, most sickle cell patients in the U.S. struggle to access proper care because there aren't enough medical professionals who know how to treat them. Louis Sue is a pediatric hematologist with the University of Illinois Chicago. He hopes there are more camps, but he says staffing and funding are big barriers.
If you have children from low-income families or families whose resources have already been depleted because of medical costs, then you can't really charge them. So you have to figure out how to raise that money.
Back at camp, Rohde started feeling better about an hour later.
Okay, on a scale of like 1 to 10, how did the pain feel then? And then how does it feel now?
It was at 8.5. Now it feels a solid 3.
Good. I like that.
Do you think you'll feel good enough to go back out today and do stuff? Or are you not sure?
Not at all. Mm-mm. I'm going to take the rest of the day off. I'm not going to do nothing because that can trigger it more.
Rohde left camp 2 days early, but he says he'll be back. In fact, he says he wants to be a counselor in a few years.
I just want to make sure the next group that comes here, I could show them a good example.
He says because he has sickle cell, he would understand how they feel and get them the help they need. Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFII in Indianapolis.